Good afternoon, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney and this is the Midday News. This is the end of the legislative journey for the pension reform. The text was adopted this morning by the Senate before a much more uncertain vote in the Assembly. The executive is not certain to have a majority among the MPs, yet Emmanuel Macron has made it known that he wanted to go as far as the vote, rather than forcing through with the 49.3 article of the Constitution. It is therefore a decisive day which is announced with the possibility of a dissolution of the Assembly in the event of rejection of the reform. Meanwhile, despite a drop in mobilization yesterday, the unions do not want to let go. They are calling for demonstrations from 12:30 p.m. in front of the Assembly. New blockades are underway this morning, particularly on the roads but also in ports. The CGT calls for a complete blocking of ports this Thursday. Also in the news, two former presidents are expected at the Assembly today. Nicolas Sarkozy and François Hollande are questioned by the Commission of Inquiry aimed at establishing the reasons for the loss of sovereignty and energy independence of France. The two former heads of state will have to explain the reversals in nuclear policy. There will be two separate hearings, that of Nicolas Sarkozy began this morning, that of François Hollande will take place at the beginning of the afternoon. They call for changes to the law on the end of life. 100 personalities signed a forum in the UPS to ask the government to reform the current legislation deemed unfair. Among the signatories are Nathalie Baye, Éric Cantona, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, and Christian Estrosi. Emmanuel Macron has already started the reflection by launching a citizens' convention on the subject. It will deliver its conclusions on April 2nd. And the minimum wage will increase by at least 2% in June, according to the INSEE. This comes as a consequence of inflation, in particular the increase in the prices of food, and prices may continue to rise and reach 15.3% by June. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.